Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
And North Douglas is the destination for our third and final election candidate this morning. A Douglas councillor who strongly believes we need more women in Timwell. Good morning, Karen Angela.
Good morning, James.
I'm sure we do need more women in Timwell, but they have to be of a certain calibre. What makes you think you are?
I believe that I'm passionate about what I do. I worked hard for the constituents of Douglas and the community. I believe in promoting the island wherever I am across.
You say you want to give the people of Douglas North a choice. So what do you stand for?
Equality. Equality is very important to me. And discrimination, the Equalities Bill should have been brought in by now. It hasn't, and I'm so disappointed about that.
Do you think the island suffers from inequalities a lot then?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Can you give me an example?
Partly through my welfare casework with the Armed Forces charity SAFA, you come across so many people who are genuinely in fuel poverty and food poverty, too independent to ask for help. And you struggle sometimes to understand how our government allowed it to happen on their watch in this day and age.
How has your time on the council helped? In what ways has it given you an insight into the workings of Manx government and perhaps an understanding of the day-to-day issues affecting people?
It's taught me about listening a lot more than I thought I already did, and compromising, understanding other people have a point of view and that we are all actually working for the same ends, the same means.
What are the issues that need addressing priority-wise, in your view?
The unprecedented hemorrhaging of money out of the sides of government while we're all focusing on the money wasted on, consultations. You just stand there thinking, this can't be happening. We're all watching it happen, but nobody can stop it. So I think more people need to, newer voices need to be heard in there.
You've criticised government's handling of the promenade scheme. It's a bit cheeky, that, isn't it? Because if it hadn't been for the curved ball that you and some of your colleagues had thrown at government at the 11th hour of the horse trams, they wouldn't be in this mess.
I think that's detracting from the truth there. The horse trams were being negotiated for, to my knowledge, the last 2.5 years. The government didn't want anything to do with them. Douglas couldn't carry on supporting horse trams. They're not a service to the ratepayers. They are an attraction, as the Laxey Wheel, Ramsey Pier one day will be. There are so many heritage attractions on this island, and the horse tram should always have been part of it.
What would you like to see at the former Victoria Road prison site?
Well, we believed it was going to be sheltered housing complex or first-time buyer homes. We'd like to see something happen there. Absolutely nothing so far.
Karen Angela, just finally, why should people invest their vote in you?
Because I am standing for North Douglas and the rights of the people on the ground.
Karen Angela, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.